Now, so the word persona means a mask. The actor comes in with a mask, and now he is the king. Then he goes out, changes the mask, puts a different kind of mask on his face, and comes in, and now he is the queen. And then he goes out and comes back, and he is the slave. And so these are different masks he wears, but it's the same actor. If you are interested in the words, look at this one, this part here of the sentence. Let's discuss the Greek word. Pros means what you put onto. It's what you attach onto. And this part means the face. It's what you put on your face. That's what the word prosopon means. So, it's something you put on. This one, per, means through. And this word, son, sona, means to sound. To sound. Because the mask usually had a sort of projection of the mouth. So that when you speak through it, and it magnifies the sound. It projects the voice as well. So there, the Greek word and the Latin word mean two different things, but they refer to the same thing. Again, no two languages say the same. Now, in English, what is the word persona? I suppose, it's a mask, we said. Right, it's a mask. But mask is not English. It's a Latin word. So what is the English word for a mask? I don't know. I don't know if there is a word. So you may say the English word person comes here, but we have to discuss it as to what in English, let me not go into the English word yet. I will explain what it means in a minute. The first person in the West to use the word persona is Tertullian. Tertullian in the 2nd century AD. He used the word for God, but he explained it this way. He says, I'm using this word for a differentiation in the Godhead. I am only using this word to make a distinction, to differentiate. He says, the God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, are equally divine. They are different, but not in status. Non statu, he wrote in Latin. Non statu. That's how they are different, but not in status. That means they are equally divine. The Father is divine, the Son is divine, the Holy Spirit is divine. And he says, but they are also of the same substance. Nec substantia. So they are different, not in status, neither in substance. They are all the same substance. And when we say the same, we do not mean similar. Oh, I don't mean similar, I mean the same. The same substance. So, here is the point I'm making. These two pieces of chalk are not of the same substance. They are of similar substances. Of the same substance would mean I would have to find a way of having one of them like that, and say two pieces of chalk, the same substance. Like that's the same substance. But they are the same in power. He said, nec potestate. So he's saying they're different, but not in power. They're not different in power. The same power. Now, in examining Tertullian's position, we have to say he has a correct concept of God, but he is using the wrong word. So, it is wrong to talk about God as a persona, because God is not a mask. So here is an example of something that is, let's put it here, word or concept. And this one is, the word is wrong. I put a true concept, a false word. If I keep writing true and false, you know what I mean. That means that as the correct concept, and this is the wrong word. So it's not really adequate. It doesn't do the job we want to do. We want a word, we want, when we said, God is one what? And three what? We cannot say, one God in three personae. You can't say that, because that's the wrong word, even though his explanation is correct. Augustine used the word persona with a different meaning. So, here is Augustine. He says, by persona, I mean relationships. He does not mean the same as Tertullian. Tertullian said he used sort of a mask. Something like the role. The role you play in a play. Augustine says, I'm using the word for in a relationship. But the problem with this relationship is, you have to say, the relationship does not exhaust the nature of a person, or a persona. So if we say that, if I say, this man is my brother, I have said something about him, but have I finished that everything that I want to say regarding him? No, I haven't. So I have not really said enough. We are accepting too little. This is the bare minimum. We need to say more. That's not an accurate description. So then here, what we have here is the word and the concept. Here, the concept is false. And the word is no interest of interest to us. If the concept is false, the word is of no consequence. Now let me put down the Protestant position. And when I say a Protestant position, I mean Protestant position is they use the word person more often than not. And the Protestants, who are the Protestants? I mean everybody who protested against the Catholic Church and tried to get out. Talking about European times, the time of Luther and so on. So, when they protested against Rome, but as they didn't protest about this thing, this came with, this is not part of the Protestant discussion, the nature of God. But they have, in English at least, they use the word person. So, when people today use the word person, they, most of the people that I'm talking about, thinking this along these lines, they say God works, God moves, God speaks. Therefore, He is a person. The Holy Spirit works and moves and talks to us. Therefore, the Holy Spirit is a person. So there, the word person here does not mean persona. It means what works, moves, speaks. These are personal characteristics, because persons work and move and speak. But now let's discuss that. If we say the Father is a person, the Son is a person, the Holy Spirit is a person, then you have three persons. But then I could ask another question. What about God? Is He a person? Since there is one being, you have to say, yes, He is a person. But this word person has a different meaning from the other, from each of the other three. Because the word person here, does not include this person or that person. This person here includes all three of them. So there are four persons. Yet the people who hold that view, they say there are three persons. So there are three persons in the Godhead, but they mean four persons in the Godhead. That's what they should have said, not three persons in the Godhead. So what does that mean now? That means that the concept, here is the word, and the concept. And this is false. And again, once the concept is false, forget it. This is false too. Now, modern theologians have a different view. So we put down modern theology. They use the word person. But this time, they use the word person with a different meaning. They say, by that we mean nothing in particular. We just use the word with the type of meaning that it accumulated over the ages. So it means this sort of thing, that sort of thing, that sort of thing. And that's how it goes, like that. That's what we have in mind when we use the word person. And when I talk about Augustine, then obviously I'm talking about Augustine's type of person. After discussing Tertullian, I mean something else, and so on. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that? You cannot insist that God is a person. So here we have to put another line here and say, the word and the concept again. So, in other words, if I don't believe that God is a person, because it don't mean anything, it doesn't mean anything particular, then we have to say that the concept is false and the word is false. It's inaccurate. So we are not fined. So far then, we have found only one true statement, this one, the true concept. But not, we haven't found a true word. Except in the word hypostasis. Now there is a correct usage of person. When we say, do you believe that God is an impersonal force, meaning a brute force? The answer is no. God interacts with us in a personal way. He is our Father. So it's wrong to say that God is a force or impersonal, because he interacts with us in a very personal way.